since we've been gone. 24 minutes have elapsed in the 2 o'clock hour. What have you been doing for the last 24 minutes? Has it been more important than what we've been up to? John was trying to get money at the bank, weren't you, John?
Working like a feverish hamster I was, and it did me about as much good. I just ran around in the wheel for a while, and what they were supposed to do last Tuesday, they're going to maybe do by this Wednesday, and it's going to cost me another $50 on top of the $50 that they just raised my rent. So that's an extra special gift on this month.
Thanks, Obama. Shout-outs to all the Democrats, the Republicans, the Republicrats, and the Demublicans. Shout-outs to the Demublicans, too. You guys are doing a fabulous job. Same old song, but with a different meaning now that Barack is here. That didn't even rhyme. I don't care. Boy, people were bagging on Barack again this morning on Facebook.
Yeah.
Boy, just bagging on him.
Oh,
I was reading you that article about the guy in Oregon that decided to visually display his displeasure for Obama's presidency. So he's flying his American flag upside down as a show of national disrespect.
God. Oh, my God.
On his property line.
Call the National Guard.
And some of his neighbors are getting a little offended.
This is called BFD. Yeah, so what? And?
John, his neighbors were getting offended. What, you don't care that they were getting offended by his upside down American flag protest?
Just think the Homeowners Association are probably up in arms, don't you think?
He says he's going to not only do that, but he's going to burn flags consistently until Obama is no longer president.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter
to my local alderman, telling him he should really go to Oregon and shut that down. He must be some kind of communist.
That's B-O-C, or a bunch of crap, as well as B-F-D.
Oh, I took on the filibuster no less this morning. I know I told you I got into it with a lady on there who is a veteran, no less. She was saying that public shaming is wonderful, and she's a big fan. And that she thinks that this is part and parcel, part of what America has fought for in all these wars.
American
is
right.
The American right to be as big of an asshole bully as you want, as long as you don't threaten physical harm.
Be stupid and throw dirt and call names and generally behave like we're in third grade, right?
And I said, you're right. We also have the fundamental right as Americans to tattoo God hates fags across our face. But we don't do that because it's incredibly mean and disrespectful to others and their feelings.
Oh, there are probably other reasons why a person wouldn't do that.
Well, and you also wouldn't want to paralyze your face with a tattoo needle or possibly have ink get into your heart. But
those are a couple other reasons. Yeah. Go ahead.
If you're Chris Birdman Anderson, you call that Tuesday's appointment.
Yeah, don't forget that. Yeah, Sports Talk. I want to hear all this. I want to hear about this guy.
Sports Talk Kill Sports brought to you by Bryant Gumbel's Locker Room. And the good people over at Old Spice. I don't wear Old Spice, but it smells great on you.
Thank you.
So today in sports, we had another great golf tournament this weekend. For all the Tiger haters, you'll be thrilled. Tiger did really shit this weekend at Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament. Really shit. This is the one at Jack's Club in Columbus, Ohio that he built called Moorfield Village. They just did a $24 million renovation on the clubhouse there. It's just this dominantly sick golf course, probably top five or six in the world.
Oh, what location is that?
Columbus, Ohio. Actually, near where my grandma used to live.
It is beautiful there.
That's Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bears' hometown.
It is beautiful there.
Yeah.
It's up in Kentucky.
Upper
Ohio.
Arlington is technically where it is in Columbus. So we just gave you a geography lesson, too. Anyways, Tiger did really shitty. He played it to plus one going into the weekend, so he made the cut, but that's not great for him. Then over the weekend, he had the wheels fall off. These were the worst scores he shot in his career.
He shot
a 79 with a triple bogey and a double bogey on Saturday. Triple bogey and two double bogeys on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the first front nine, he shot a double bogey and like two more bogeys before finally righting the ship on the final nine and chiseling away on a few of those strokes. But he ended up at plus eight for the tournament. And a tie for 56th place. So, Tiger haters, rejoice. He doesn't win every tournament, just 40% of all tournaments.
He runs hot and cold.
Yeah, if by hot and cold you mean he wins 3 to every 2 that he loses.
But when he's hot, you can't beat him. He's like a dick. When he's hard, you get fucked, and when he's soft, you can't beat it. No, that's not right. The other way around. But what?
He's like a Hooters cocktail waitress.
Was there any explanation for this?
No, I think it's just that you can't always play your best. Some people speculate that the extra week off he takes over a lot of the other guys.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't get into an extra tournament. You know, a lot of these guys play at least one more tournament before coming in.
That
might hurt him occasionally. But for every time it hurts him, then he comes out and wins. I mean, he's won 4 times this year, folks.
Matt Kuchar,
who won this weekend's tournament, is the first player besides Tiger to have multiple wins this year.
Oh, well, good.
Matt Kuchar won the WGC match play event in Tucson back a couple months ago, and then he won the Memorial this weekend. So he's the first 2-time winner on tour, besides Tiger, who has 4.
So it went to somebody who righteously earned it.
Right. Matty Kuchar's a good guy, so shout-outs to him. For all the people who don't care about golf, sorry. Get over it and listen.
Yeah, really. You might gain interest like I have. Hell.
I also think it's fascinating for those of you that are into Olympic sports. Michael Phelps, former decorated swimming champion, and most medal-winning athlete in Olympic... I'm sorry, U.S. athlete in Olympic history.
Doesn't he have some other notoriety about him? I forget.
Well, he also got caught smoking a bong on a picture once.
Yeah,
and that
so
made
what?
Everybody think he was a bad guy for a day.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, as long as...
He was also 20 when he had that photo taken, so I'm going to chalk it up to a little youthful exuberance there.
I would think, really. You know, and for not thinking that anybody with a camera would be within range.
Damn you, Instagram! But anyways, Michael Phelps was on the Haney Project on Golf Channel, which is Hank Haney, Tiger Woods' former coach, swing coach.
Wasn't he on Green Acres?
No,
Mr.
he was
Haney?
Not. No, that's...
Well,
that's
different Mr. Haney.
That's Zsa Zsa Beard.
Oh, I see. Well, no,
but
okay.
Hank Haney takes celebrities of all walks of life, including movie stars, models, other people, and tries to teach them on his golf reality show how to be legit and shave strokes off their game and turn into decent golfers.
Uh-huh.
But with Phelps, because of the magnitude of his athleticism, they set a much higher bar for him. The bar was Phelps wanted to be able to shoot a standard par like a PGA pro could.
Wow.
On a decent course like a PGA pro would play.
Okay.
So that's not just let's get your swinging gear. This was
a real challenge.
I want to shave 10 strokes off of my game.
Wow. Yeah.
He did it. He did. He did it. By the end, he shaved it all. He shot around under par on a legit TPC Tour player course. And it looks like he may very well be anticipating trying out for the 2016 Golf Olympics.
Wow.
For the first time ever, golf will be represented in Rio de Janeiro Olympics in 2016. Looks like Phelps may try out because it's an amateur event.
Talk about reinventing yourself. Wow.
And think about it. He's young and incredibly athletic and incredibly likable.
I'm sure he's stayed in shape if he's doing this.
Oh, yeah, he's in phenomenal shape. But, I mean, like a Tiger where he's got this sports following and this iconic sports celebrity that goes beyond golf, of course.
Which means he's done that. He's been there.
But it means it could reinvent who enjoys watching golf. And I think it could get a lot of people that think golf is just a bunch of old fat white guys that can't do shit, swinging a club and then walking after it. I think it might give them a new appreciation for how amazing the game and the sport really is.
Like yourself and your 3-year-old son and Tiger Woods and all those old fat white guys.
I was about to say, I am a fat white guy that swings a club and walks after it. Tiger Woods and Michael Phelps are phenomenal athletes.
Yes, but you're a better dresser, I gotta say.
Thank you. John actually appreciates my gym shorts and polo shirts that I wear as a combo. It is quite
a
look. My Under Armour shorts from 3 days ago that smell like 3 days ago. 2:33, and we're talking about our crotch rot right here on LA's own sweaty inducing radio.
No, but give me that whole long thing you were telling me about this Birdman guy.
Oh, no, man. You know what? I'll just put it like this.
I want to be a bird.
Anybody that's been watching the Miami Heat Indiana Pacers series knows that one of the most enigmatic NBA players in the league has got to be Chris Birdman Anderson. If you don't know who that is, go type it into Google. Anderson spelled D-E-R-S-E-N. Anderson. Believe me when I say,
farmer way, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Birdman Anderson. He is the descendant of some Norwegians. As a matter of fact, his dad's Klaus Anderson. But I will say this. I'm not going to talk about him much today. The Birdman was suspended for Game 6 in Indianapolis.
Boo.
And the Pacers brought it to the Heat again. No one has won on the other's home court.
He was holding up the whole tent.
Now that it's 3-3 tie, we're going to Miami tonight for the huge Game 7 tiebreaker. Winner goes to the NBA Finals.
And he's back.
And the Birdman's back.
He's back.
From his one-game suspension for bitch-shoving Tyler Hansborough. He will be back in the game with plenty to prove.
And I'm sure he deserved it.
And plenty of neck tats for us to gawk at and pat ourselves on the back for not having. But I will say this. Birdman blog by your boy TDB this week. Low Cash Magazine Online. If you haven't checked out my new piece about Dr. Dre and Tim Dog, you should go right now. LowCashMagazine.com. It's LOCASH Magazine. LowCashMagazine.com. Go right now.
It's a great article. If you haven't read it, it by purpose kind of talks a little bit about two guys that you might want to know a little bit more about and are very interesting and influential in the industry.
Right here from the city of South Compton, ninjas. Ninjas with attitude. Dreamwave Dave up in the studio. Shout outs, Dreams. He's got his Epcot Center t-shirt on today. You know he's doing just fine. 82 vintage. That's like a fine scotch. An Epcot vintage shirt.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days when I was 3. Oh, yeah. I had a birthday this weekend. Happy birthday to me. Go, Tucker. It's your birthday.
And they're coming to take you away.
Cops are going to beat you in county like it's your birthday. Yeah, so I turned 34. I'm 34 going on 14 this year.
That's good. That's
next
good.
Year I'll be 14, and
you know,
the
like
cycle will begin again.
My sister always says it is so much better to have another birthday than to not have another birthday.
I'm going to start aging like women. You know, every year from now on they're going to be like, how old are you, man? I'll be like, oh, dog, this year I'm 23.
And so 33, 32, 31.
I remember when this Supremes record came out on Motown John. I was negative 25.
Probably.
Dude, we got vinyl rocking up in here. You guys hear that crunch? You ain't got that Cap'n Crunch. That's some Phil Spector back before he went nuts and shot people.
Is it a monitor slider or a volume directly in? I don't know. Out of the-
Can you believe Phil Spector was the King Midas of the 1960s music scene?
Oh, he was a whack monster, man. He was just crazy.
Everything he put his fingertips on just turned to solid platinum, bro.
He was on the finger of the pulse, and he was riding the top of the wave, man. Really. And
then he shot that girl in the mouth.
That whole Brill Building thing. He was
wow.
a nutcase.
Enlightening. I guess I'm going to get to my pump it early today because Inno's calling in the 3 o'clock hour. Inno got the distinct honor of getting to go to the Kings of the Mic tour that's been going around the country. It's a lineup of all these classic old school hip hop acts. Innovation's wife has an uncle who is one of the big shots up at Savas Center, which is the big hockey arena in downtown St. Louis.
Got the inside dope.
And they have all the big shows come there because it's got upside of 14,000 seats.
Whoa.
So the uncle gets them front row seats for LL Cool J, Public Enemy, Ice Cube, and De La Soul. What a lineup of dopeness that must have been.
Jeez.
He was sending me text message photos from the front row, bro. Like Cube, like from the front row. Pasta News from De La backstage hanging out with him, shooting the shit. I guess he did try and get a drop from Pasta News for the show, but there was too much noise backstage and it was inaudible.
Really hard to do.
Thank you, Paz, for trying, though.
Yeah.
I guess he said Paz was pretty cool with him, so that's...
Like H.G. Wells' Time Machine, huh?
That's cool, man. He said... He said he pretty much got to rub elbows with everybody backstage.
I bet.
DJ Z Trip was the one doing all the DJing for the whole night.
Wow.
Our friend DJ Moff, I guess, put up this sick Facebook post saying after the show, he and Z Trip ended up going to East St. Louis and hanging out at the strip clubs all night.
All right.
You haven't done St. Louis proper unless you've hit the east side at about 4:30 in the morning.
Sounds good to me.
Well, anyways, I guess we're going to get to my pumping now, and I'm we'll get back it. To the old school. We're going to do a whole hour devoted to the old school classics next hour. So we're going to deviate a little bit from the format and get into some ones we all know and love.
We're
and
getting out the archaeologists.
Love to know.
And the bulldozers and the little brushes to brush the dirt away from the bones. And in the meantime, what you got?
We're going to start by highlighting my homeboy from out here in L.A. We played him way early on in Tucker Booth Needs a Job podcast. If you go digging back in the podcast directory, I think I maybe show two or three or four. We featured Squints. And Squints, spelled S-Q-U-I-N-T-S, Squints, is the young phenom, not just with rap and hip-hop, but also with golf. This guy's 20 years old. He goes to El Camino. He goes to El Camino College in Redondo Beach, over by where I live.
Uh-huh.
He's been playing golf since he was three. He's 20 now, and he is the best player on the El Camino golf team. He works down at the Lakes of El Segundo where we play golf as a grip guy and as a ringer that they put out there with people. He was recently featured in Southern South Bay Golf Magazine, which is a Southern California golf magazine. One of the editors asked for him and two other young players to go out and play nine holes with him and see who did the best.
Mm-hmm.
It was Squints, a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old. So he was representing the older of the young.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy who wrote the piece was about 60.
Uh-huh.
On nine holes, Squints shot a 30 to the editor's 33.
Whoa.
He's kicked really good.
Kicked his butt.
He also is a disciple of Idea and a lot of the great underground indie rappers of the 90s and early millennia. I think you guys will really dig him. He's done some collaborative work with me already and Heavyset from Underrated. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that in a second. He's also going to be featured on my new upcoming album, Too High to Fight, as one of my main cameos.
Oh, way cool.
If you're on YouTube, you can roll along with these. It's Squints. First one we're going to do. It's called Pick Up the Pieces. And this is on his forthcoming album.
Oh, that's Pete.
Yeah. Beat by Heavyset.
Hey, yo. Rhyme for all the broken hearts who don't know where the fuck to start. Guess it's just part of the daily grind, trying to save some time so you can clear your mind, so you can find a second to forget about the stresses. Grab life by the neck, kid, and learn to accept it. Keep yourself in check even though it's like a death wish. Heck, this life is just a constant struggle, trying to balance school in my head when I got these broads to juggle. I just popped my bubble and lost a piece of the puzzle. Whether you hustle, lift weights to gain muscle, punching faces in a scuffle, bury bodies with a shovel, or like dancing in the puddles, music can pick you up when in trouble. Honestly, I need this more important than my penis, or even my man Jesus. From region to region, release those demons. Call me a genius, read me my thesis, and please just help me pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Yourself together.
Sometimes I feel my life is going downhill, and I got two options. I can either down pills until my head feels better, or frown till someone notices the pound still hanging from my sweater. I'm saying that these letters will pay me like a treasure, or at least relieve some pressure, cause my shoulder blades are tender. But I'm a fucking soldier, ain't no way I will surrender. Plus I'm a repeating offender of fucking up relationships. Now I sit and think and I don't know what fucking day it is. Plus the kitchen sink is blood from all the damn razor slits. But everything is okay, or at least you say it is. I got a notebook full of poems, but I don't know them cause the pages rip. What phase is this? I'm a damn teenager, I'm sick of all the crazy shit. Maybe it's a part of life, backstabbed with my own knife. Thought that she could be my wife, now I don't want her in my sights. In fact, you're even dead to me. Yacked up the love you fed to me, so I could
pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together.
The end. illusion that has started me is broken down and far from me. All I have is arteries. My heart is only partly me. I guess I'm just a star to be. Please give me lobotomies or help me win the lottery. All these bitches mocking me, man, don't even talk to me. Just hold my hand and walk with me. You grabbed a pen and carved in me. Names are back like artistry. God claims he parted seas, but now he's throwing darts at me. Won't even open doors for me. Fuck my insecurities. I live my life accordingly and ask you shit rhetorically. Thanks for not supporting me, forcing me to die to live. Well, I don't have no time to give. All the thoughts up in my brain reminded me of hieroglyphs. I read it like it's my own spit and ate it with a side of shit. I just need to find a seat that's safe for my mind to sit. Wait, what time is it? Time to work together, change the world forever. Whatever the meaning, we keep on dreaming. Open up your fingers and pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Get yourself together.
I bet you can feel my heartbeat. That's the thing that starts me. Largely when it stops is when I start with the dark speech. Guarding you with your head on my chest, I feel more dead than the rest. Instead of confessing, I blame you for the mess. I'm blessed in this moment but can't control all the stress. While I'm caressing components to show that you're in my head. But I'll blow it, I know it, cause I always do. The buzz will fall on through, I'll start my conscious moves and straight up walk from you. I ain't trying to be mean, I mean you're a brown eyed queen that's laying next to me. The least I can do is add you to the recipe. Check my pedigree, I'm not meant for this. I write with the pen and use it as my exodus. I was blessed with this. She's crying and dying for some evidence, so I flash my fangs to show I'm venomous. She likes my resonance, but I laugh and walk away cause I don't commit with hesitance. Plus I'm a pessimist, she's focused on the bright side. I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimist, I'm just a motherfucking pessimist. I'm choking on my pen again and holding all my sentiments. When I feel this senselessness is when I need a feminist to hop on top my polder, make her think she knows what heaven is. Looking at this earth and wishing it wasn't so shallow. There's no need to search when I can barely trust my shadow. If he had a rope, he'd probably bring me to the gallows. Girl, he's fucking up my head, I have my own battles. It's like a second voice that second guesses choice. So I roll another joint just to help me fill the void. All these girls and boys fucking only causes noise. I really do enjoy my life, I'm just making a point that my glass is half empty and this pen is fucking heavy. A mind can be deadly when it's topped off with envy, so tempt me. You're lovely and edgy, I'm lucky. I used to hold your hips to count your breaths to fall asleep. Now I hold a pillow to my chest to count the sheep. I guess I'm a pessimist, she's focused on the bright side. I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. She's focused on the bright side, I notice all the blemishes cause I'm a pessimist. I'm a pessimist, I'm a pessimist, I'm just a motherfucking pessimist.
Music there by Squints, Los Angeles, California. You can find this song, Pessimist, and the other one we just played, Pick Up the Pieces, on YouTube. I'm pretty sure he's out there all over the place. You can find Squints on Facebook on the Musician Bands page. That's a good place to follow him. He shares a lot of his stuff there. Definitely check it out.
Sounds like a really talented fellow. I mean, beyond being good at in the hip-hop field, you know, an amazing golfer as well. That's really a strange combination, but, you know, a good crossover as well, too.
Well, and I know from doing quite a bit of following and reading about golf that he has the right kind of body for it. And a golfer's body is not a big body. It's actually a more slight and supple body. I know those words probably sound no homo as hell, but whatever.
No, that sounds like a slight and a succulently body supple. A cyclist's body.
He's very he's small of frame. Uh-huh. He looks very young, even for his age, and he's got kind of long, willowy arms, mm-hmm. and kind of like that's what you want for a golf swing. You don't want big arms to get in the way.
Yeah.
You don't want big hips that have a problem turning every time. You want to be able to have everything flow like a willow on a tree.
Like a Gumby.
Yeah, like an elastic band that just keeps going back and forth perfectly the same. He's got a great swing, man. And I think that says a lot, you know, that he can punch his ticket through college with this. And the rap shit's just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's really keeping it in perspective for somebody that age.
Sure.
Really respect that. I mean it. Every fucking 20-year-old I know thinks they're going to be Tupac, bro.
Keep it in perspective. Well, I mean, the odd thing is both of these are a zillion to one shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of
both
course.
Both of them.
Of course, but getting through college is not. And lots of people have the ability to get through college, especially if they have any kind of discernible strength academically or athletically.
Sure.
And he's been able to maximize that already into a great education that he's getting lots of tuition for because of his golfing ability.
Rise to the top of your field.
I got
to
say, and once again, getting back on some kill sports, if you're a youngster that's thinking about athletics in college, fuck basketball and football and baseball. Unless you are the greatest ever, you are going to ride pine while others play. If you think about golf or one of, or maybe even tennis, now tennis is a tough one because that's hard. Mm-hmm. They're both hard, but golf is one of those ones. A lot of enthusiasm and some talent could get you a scholarship with that sport.
Wow.
I don't think there's a junior college in this country where you could get a basketball scholarship anymore. It's entirely too popular.
They are full up.
Yeah, there's way too much, you know, demand. I'm sorry, way too much supply. Not enough demand anymore.
To be sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kill Sports, brought to you by Dreamwave Dave, who sounds like he just fell on a piano in the other room. We got some more good stuff coming up right here. We're going to segue into some Kansas City hip-hop that's now based out of Phoenix. So we're back to Arizona, John.
Intercontinental.
I got to say, Arizona has a surprisingly strong hip-hop and electronic music scene.
That's amazing.
According to the Phoenix folks that I've met, the EM scene there is incredibly strong. The hip-hop scene there is a ringer scene between Phoenix and Tucson.
Hmm.
Very interesting that Arizona is the new hotbed of indie rap. But it seems to be.
Hey, the Midwest is big, you know. There are several regions across the Midwest, strangely enough.
Yep. And we did the whole show on Kansas City underground hip hop, of which we could do another two or three shows on that.
We met that guy from Baltimore too.
That's right, but we're talking about Kansas City because I'm featuring my buddy Negro Sco. Now, for those of you that want to find this, you spell it Negro, normally. Second word Sco, S-C-O-E, Negro Sco. His name's Roscoe.
Oh.
So if you spell it all out, it's Roscoe, but he's Negro Sco.
It's Sco. Yeah.
And if you can kind of see, Negro kind of blends into Sco, so Negrosco.
Negrosco.
It's Negrosco, if you will. And I know he knows that that's how it is because we've laughed about it before.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, this dude is out of Kansas City. He now lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Negrosco is amazing. Innovation and I were talking about him before I got on the air today. Everybody knows Sco from the Midwest. He's truly one of the ringers. And it's surprising that he hasn't risen to the top faster on a pop scale to me, independent music.
Because when you're trying to bust your way out of the Midwest, it's you're swimming out of the Mariana Trench, right? And the fact that, you know, in order to break your head over the surface, you got to cover 1,000 miles more than the East Coast or the West Coast rappers
That's true.
Right?
If you're going to grind, if you're going to do it the old-fashioned grind way, you're right. You have to grind that much harder, and you got to grind all those little college towns and all those little Midwestern shit towns that nobody else wants to touch.
Although you can gain a massive following that way, too, and I'm sure some of our boys have. I'm sure they have.
I'm still planning on it, but I got to tell you, next year is going to be the year of grinding the Midwest again, bud. I love doing those little towns. I really do. I don't care if it's 10 people there. I love that shit.
People are cool. The people are cool. They're the heartland, and I can really appreciate them. I'm from there, too. I'm from Denver.
Yep, you're right. So in honor of our friends from the Midwest who are working their way up the totem pole, you can find this on SoundCloud, Negro Sco. He calls himself Crouton Johnson out of Phoenix, United States. We'll play this first one. It's called Potty Mouth. Let's get into it.
Greetings. Yes. Greetings, Tells. Tells. Thoughts. Raw thoughts. Captured from absurd sin.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. The place to put poetry proper. Periodically puff per perfect pleasure. Pretty pussy. Plus pay profits. For performance presented predicaments beyond repair. The least, my pastime to keep my sanity, please. Wear more purple fan mail reads. Bitch, I'm not Barney. Roman flow, pull out penis and plug panties. Bush fancy and nicely trimmed. Get it again. Second helping, support your lot. Handmade smashing, wrapped up and ready for the holiday season. Why they're hella high tweaking out on the case of the Mondays. It's Thursday, yo. Get it correct. Bomb shit won't leave a speck of evidence on the scene. The journalist keeps shit under lock and key with the most juiciest dirt on wannabes. Putting print to embarrass and insult with the most genuine intents. Well, fuck me. How rude and uncalled for. Bitch, what did you call for? To be put on all fours on my hardwood floors with ass in air and smile on face while I go to town to escape the city. Get it before me so we can call this goose cooked with the extra trimmings. I'm a glutton for the love and the nug. Getting twisted before I fuck say what? What? I said, listen, listen. I'm a glutton for the love and the nugs. Getting twisted before I fuck say what? I'm a glutton with the love for the nugs. Getting twisted before I fuck say what? I'm a glutton for the love and the nugs. Getting twisted before I fuck say what? I'm a glutton for the love and the nugs. Getting twisted before I fuck say what? Now, the second flow was rendered by a past experience. When I step outside my flesh, imagine this, this isn't scripted. It's live off the top, the meter's running and I'm bouncing on the cab ride. You won't get one copper penny out my filthy grasp. Sconilius absurd sin. Yes, the vocal specimen has returned in the big bad IE. That's the way I put it down with the new strategy. Been gone way too long. Let me get in the booth and do it right, not wrong. It ain't Rap City, bitch. Nothing pre-written. Straight off the cuff, off the fly when I scale my lines. I got a design that most niggas don't like. Yeah, that's right. Absurd sin.
Seconds here while we get this next one loaded up. That was called Potty Mouth. This next one coming up is there it is. Here we go, check it out. This one's called Perpetual Motion.
Coming short like midgets when you spit your rhyme snippets. Just annoying like mosquitoes while we launching torpedoes. DFC in your headset, make your girls bed wet. Casey, Cali, New York, we start the rally hard, not hip hop. Let you know from the top, check your wristwatch. Never heard nothing this hot. Been a creep, a thief, a cheater, a liar. I'ma go to hell just to set the devil on fire. I'm a bad man, grew up wasted till I threw up in the badlands. Now I'm rhyming while I'm grinding, getting mad fans. That is the plan, man, to hit you with the ram jam. A super Dutch clutch off the mic stand. No need for a hype, man, just three MCs from a parallel dimension, exceeding your needs. The very from convention, no lies and bull. If you're hungry for that good shit, I'ma get you full. This is perpetual motion. I hope that you're not hoping to stop commotion. The free flowing notions, ram flows monumental. You can feel the blast. We've been in it for a minute and we still gon' last.
New day and
and still cold heat trapped beneath the speech. No stutter, no buffet. You don't get your full empty belly dude. Growls at the moon with a shitty attitude. No patience like the clinic's closed. I'm in the flow, exposed before the case is closed. Chase flows down the block, bully with a big stick. Ain't taking no shit, so believe it true. Cause I'm not leaving shit up to you. Go get it. Skelter's bitter since way before you ever wrote your first verse. You got a little rap like a midget on the mic. I'm gonna kill it on sight like snake on mice. I take on rhyme while you take on God with them gay ass lines. That's why you get left behind. Get it like you don't want it. Just run it till confronted. Now you singing a new tune out of key, but still dropping dimes. Come on, dog. You're longer than grandma in a thong. Don't get on board like pink belt gypsy jujitsu. Sharp sensei, swift crispy medieval kitchen utensil. Get you earth, fool. Hit you where it works. I spit words to have you running back home, cause it's way past your curfew. Alert students, don't get confused. Doc God was dropping shit when you was sucking on your mama's boobs. And I'm a smooth motherfucker, but I bring it rough. Go with a bang, so I think it's time you hang it up. I spark Buddha and I'm still a sharp shooter. So cold that I gotta keep my heart in a cooler. Got a stockpile of styles, it's locked in the pool. We keep it quasi available and fashionably aloof. So casually regroup, go back to the boys. Cause the fact of the truth is it's a double-edged sword. Got a lot to get on mama dubla umla. Got a superpower papa. Got a brand new movement and swag slaughter. Spit that fire water in battle. I'm ruder than Shaba. Up in your baby mama, still your shine like Alibaba. Now what?
Wandering mayor.
Check it.
Straight serving, you always save lanes. Cause I'm the best choice yet. Far from generic, not a knockoff or rendition. Original styles ripping off the top. Too wild to stop. All for the love of hip hop. Yeah, that's right. Cause you already know the deal. When Negroes go, get ill on the MIC. Check one, check two. Remember this MC came through to bless you with the steeds. Since the days of the IE, underground, out of talent, never lacking. Beats are rapping, heavy beats collapsing. Reach out, speak through, leave the weak curbside. Where the breed resides, we see why. Never turn a blind eye. Finding right between when hell froze over and pigs fly. Ready for space flight every time I hit the pipe. And that's just FYI, so please don't try to take the kindness for weakness. I make it, you keep it. You don't want none like a vegan. Beefing, believe it, I'm not kidding. Beat him in the street like the punk bully. Still OG, like I've been banging since the 80s. Southern Cali, born and raised. Not amazed, lower than the Midwest plains. Hurt the beat, worse than labor pains. Birth of a style, chillin', listen how it all goes down. Efficiency with each new delivery. No tip needed, audience up. Stay seated, Wackens gets defeated. Over beats produced by the wandering mayor. I'm styling right now, fuck later. Buzz haters, keep it fresher than a custom made tailor. Trying to get more paper than a bank teller.
So that was another one featuring Negro Sco. That was pretty dope. I was digging that. Let's see about this one. Elevate featuring Negro Sco. Check.
killers down. Down, boy, killers, killers. Killers down, killers down. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the rubber tools, a liquor shot, killer sound, boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the rubber tools, a liquor shot, killer sound, boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the rubber tools, a liquor shot, killer sound, boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the rubber tools, a liquor shot, killer sound, boy. On the spot. Killer sound, sound boy, killers, killers, killer sound, killer sound, killers, killer sound boy, killer sound, sound boy, killers, killers, killer sound. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the proper tools, a liquor shot, killer sound boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the proper tools, a liquor shot, killer sound boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the proper tools, a liquor shot, killer sound boy. Elevate on this jungle groove, custom made with the proper tools, a liquor shot, killer sound boy. On the spot.
Everlasting continuum, pushing the pendulum and then some, forlorn, long lost. last thoughts of any and every sorrow. Leave last things borrowing. Follow the sparrow through nets of necks. Collects the best of seeds. The rest of these bleed and blunder under. Strike, thunder, paint, push or place the medium. I fought with speed and grace that did the rest. The strokes of current collecting cash for care. Each blanket of hair, pants layer on your face. Just wait, it gets great. Take the paint and flake. The stakes are high rates. Cold water, cornbread, stone hotter homestead.
Like space to be dissipating in the night. Spindled words create a canvas catching fire in the pyre. Dying light, some primitive desire to write down or through imagery document all we decipher in this life. Fibers pulled for the finest hide to pry the inner eye awake. Constellations reflected against a calm and resting lake. No evil taint the paint and peace remain within a well protected space. Vessel for the vibrant, a nesting for the color come alive. Thrust from the cusp of where two galaxies collide. Cool like aquamarine or teal tones. Sitting a field of meteorites and medium variants wherein each independent thread accentuates the shade and quell the inkwell. Quills and chisel tips scribes against the window pane of a stained glass rainbow past stabilized halos hover above a congress of animals. Watercolor wash rounded rock like fisheye camera lens, a palette for blending moments into woven like basket weaving. Unclear as to exactly where we've landed when all appears imagined. Paper lanterns in a makeshift labyrinth line the inner seam of pictures painted out of wisdom's dreams.
Featherheads make words for brainstorm from pages become vibrant with the spark of life attributed to human beings. Sibilant hisses of the brush applying flying inks with active links across horizons constantly reminding life is thriving. What you think? Intuitive Super Stereo Brothers wasn't gonna be doing this in the dawn of new ages, turning over a new belief, leaving brushstrokes of rust ogres on sacred stones deep down beneath underwater crystal zones and coral reefs, cultivating an aura to match long gone flora and fauna, going back to Gondwana land, dreamtime raps on Game Boy screens, translating program beliefs in the language of hovering birds under a sky of amber, awaiting the return of the antlered forest god when all along according to the song it lives in me.
I write with patience like a papers from papyrus. There's a source inside that constantly reminds us. Oh, the secret words are pretty supplied. If we cultivate the vibe and come alive in shining vibrance.
Paint soap, brush strokes with no rush. Beautify the inner soul. Do it big, don't eat folks. Canvas to brick. The page becomes past tense, not thick enough to hold masterpiece versus broken over beats. The color in the art piece versus see of the IE. Just a sketch, now go back bigger than a tag. Legible, legal, lurking and lingering, leaving the language that translates in your own personal gallery space. Brighter than a neon sign, yet still darker than the alley at midnight. On our own time, when fakes bust, they get buffed by the paintbrush. Don't faint, jump from the fumes. Use a fool to be getting up in new shoes. My vandalism soothes the soul, the energy never goes cold, stays heated, directed with no reason except to leave a legacy after I depart. You lack the passion, so why pursue the art?
I write rhymes and paintbrush, scattered remnants of stardust. Watercolors overflowing, waterfalls ever flowing, ebb and flowing. Overgrowing with the seeds we're sowing in a nebula, a knowingness forever floating in the endless time and space unfolding. No stones for throwing, thrones for overthrowing with the resonance of vocal overtoning. Opening electrical energy that your hearts are holding. A pulsar star emitting light for downloading. A gas cloud floating through the vacuum of space. A sun exploding, a black hole pulling you into the center as you enter ever knowing.
I do this music for the love of it. I grab the mic for the crushing of it. Leaving mics with dents and dings. Boom, bap, rap, snare, snaps, bass, drums as the reverb rings around Saturn as cymbals sing. All about the elements that are rarely seen. Not like moon and star. Sun and cloud, fake rastar, hipster crowd, more like a solar eclipse, appearances of God in times of doubt, fresh rain to a desert drought, about uplifting the down and out, verses like paint splatters on brick, displaying images of a world gone sick, too distracted to admit its flaws, foreclosed homes and vagrants and vacant until reach the prison walls, sirens are the sounds of these inner city halls, where politicians salivating from their jaws, while creating crooked laws.
Patience like a paper from papyrus. There's a source inside that constantly reminds us. What we see before is already supplied. If we hold the big divide, we come alive, shining vibrant.
To God, I feel plausible to dissolve. These odds are just supposed such a flawlessness. The few peer in and unable to be an anomaly ache. The few peer in and unable to be an anomaly ache. Assorted out, saw two script cut. Move with the live drip until you wait the same brain dead. Middle mound, the pattern of distance is supposed to love. Your situation is slipping of emotional blurry vision. Me winning, so forget me, forgiving through while you're casting the cat call violence of science.
Tuned in to the sounds of Negro Sco from Kansas City, MO, now by way of Phoenix, AZ. This one's called Paint Bruise. Pretty dope. What do you think, John?
It's a long song. Those tracks are dense. There's a lot of stuff going on in there, man.
I think I could listen to that one a few times. I might even be able to make some babies to this. That Native American flute gets me kind of feisty.
And you said this is 9 minutes and how long?
9:39. Wow. I sat there and I looked over at Dave and I go, this song is 9 minutes and 39 seconds long. Now that's how you write a fucking song. Shout outs. If you're on SoundCloud, you should be bumping this. Maybe you should paint to the song Paint Bruise. It says Jahai Issa Cunningham with Negro Sco. Dope. That's what I like to call indie rap.
Indie underground.
The true indie.
Yeah.
Love that stuff. Paint Bruise. Who writes a 9 minute and 39 second song called Paint Bruise?
This is for your FM crowd, I suppose, huh? Your late night listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Garth Trinidad, and that was Paint Bruise. Oh, gentle presence. So, this one's called Sinister Flesh.
Grand Flow.
Grand Flow. Featuring D-Rock.
It's your boy, Absurd Sin.
Bump it.
Dutch Casey on the beat. 2023, it's hands on, so respect the craft, the MC, the king, the blaster life, said we go all out, and show no doubt, believe in the will to exceed, always never lackluster when it's time to move, the crowd, bust batter, don't trust rappers, shit goes down like I just flushed the crapper, anyways, these fucks can't stand a chance, two left feet so they got no dance. Got no game. This is where the whackness gets laid to rest. So give your condolences. Do you know who this is? I'm not the king, cause I sit on the throne. It's Negro Sco. See the thunder in my eyes. I see the thunder in your girl's thighs. Oh my, likes to act truth in life. Put it all on the mic, the strong MC type. Hitting harder than a lead pipe. With a tight design, deliver sky high. So pass.
pass the light, and then I'll pass the mic. It's hands on, so respect the craft. The MC that came to blast the live said we go all out and show no doubt. Believe in the will to exceed. Always never lackluster when it's time to move the crowd. Bus matter, don't trust rappers. Shit goes down like I just flushed the crapper.
This is for the gas station attendant who will perish. This is for the cab drivers out there who will perish. This is for the Holocaust survivors who will perish. I say God bless America, but I'm honestly embarrassed. Now I can try to kick some ridiculous rap. Ooh, I can try to tell y'all that D-Rock is back. But if I could see the sun, I wouldn't write these songs. I'd be somewhere on a beach with a girl in a thong. My feet hurt, my knee hurt, my back and my teeth hurt. Never had a deal on my name on a t-shirt. I'm D-Rock spitting. Frequency is a buzz. I'm the best hidden secret since weapons of mass destruction. You never water down my flow. I keep it real like steel-toed boots. Have your feet cold. I hang my grub from meat hooks like Cold Storage food. And I never speak because it's the popular thing. Shit, cause it's in my veins, in my blood. It sustains me when I'm down and when I'm up. It's a natural foundation of love. Hip-hop's been my mom and my pop since day one.
It's hands-on, so respect the craft. The MC that came to blast it live said we go all out and show no doubt. Believe in the will to exceed. Always never lackluster when it's time to move the crowd. Bus matter, don't trust rappers. Shit goes down like I just flushed the crapper.
Wow, that was really fun. I almost want to play that twice, but I'm not going to. That was fun, though. Wow. Hey, shit goes down like I just flushed the crapper. Let him know, Skell. This got a fun title. This is called Grilled Cheese, featuring Natural Mike.
I'm out to get that Lindbergh from here to Pittsburgh. Crisscrossing the map after my Monterey Jack. A healthy chunk of real to just scooter for me. Part of a balanced diet, I consume one regularly. I'm the greatest of all time and make feta from me. And when I got it, the I'm a sharper cheddar can be. Make room for the desperado of the Asiaga. Whether you move or shake a lot and wake, make mozzarella is my model. We run the saucy brothers, take their ball and go home. Properly punished from the perilous pursuit of provolone. Put us in my chromosomes. And when I'm on the attack, force on earth can hold me back from my Kobe Jack. Keep the Velveeta, fake processes are not impressive. I grind for the Gorgonzola till I'm fully vested. Natural Mike will never be guilty of asking the question, who moved my cheese?
I'll bring some cheese, you bring some bread. Put together our hands and everybody's well fed. Grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese. I'll bring some cheese, you bring some bread. Put together our hands and everybody's well fed. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese. Y'all fresh slow, I'm still a bread savage. King crouton, crustier than a baguette. Yet full of flavor and you know I don't loaf around. Moving Texas toast by the pound to take a thick slice. The wallet can't fold all that bread. Got whole cakes hosted for 7 days. Got 7 grains, 7 ways to get baked. Fresh out the oven while you play the role. Pissed off, they call you sourdough. Got a power flow, it's harlot making bread with no flour, bro. When I put it down in the middle, pass on a pumpernickel. Beet flows up more nutrition than wheat rolls need in the dough. Don't ask why, take it in stride. Try it on rice, sober or high, on some home-baked breakfast biscuits. Mischief mixing, Bisquick finally full off of kosher and croissant. Staying smoked out in fancy restaurants.
Bring some cheese, you bring some bread. Put together our heads and everybody's well-fed. Grilled cheese, grilled cheese, grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. I'll bring some cheese, you bring some bread. Put together our heads and everybody's well fed. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese.
Rapping over your vocals at your live show, I might take you more serious.
Yeah, Scornelius said it. Pathetic, weak rapping, toe tapping, pretty, tight pant wearing ass, rapping ass motherfuckers, man. When did the game change to that shit? I thought you had to come with some presence, some energy, you know what I'm saying? You sweating, but you ain't doing shit. So I say go back to the lab. Try again. Courtesy of Absurd Sin.
It's quite a stretch, like removing a thong off a fat bitch. Say that Granite worked hard to have it. You heard the magic reveals, but still, admit he's ill. Flip the script for real, not real. Not playing a part, not an actor. The word ranger, words on paper. Worth work, you might hear it later. Fuck failure. I go in and go hard, it's wrong. Like smacking retards. No refunds at the church bazaar. Couldn't hear the bars, so turn the headphones up. Fall in the zone, so I can't fuck up. Drunk enough to upchuck on my brand new chucks. Shit sucks, spent bucks on fellatio from sluts. With shelf like butts, now what's up? The party get crunk when the chronic get puffed. I'm just doing my thing, exercising the brain. Put the rhymes on Broadway, just west of Main. We in a port, so we can't complain. We in a port, so we can't complain. I'm just doing my thing, I'm just doing my thing. Exercising the brain, put the rhymes on Broadway, just west of Main. We in a port, so we can't complain. We in a port, so we can't complain. I'm just doing my thing. Better just let it go. Not fit for scope, not fit for sale. Boosted out of retail. Staying salty like the Mex females. Now you're looking with a shifty eye. Missed it twice, so I guess it's goodbye. Honorable mention indeed. Name on a plaque. Recognized for the good, not whack. Yes, it's true. Now I'm free. Off the leash. Pissing in the park. Kissing after dark. She wants to hear my bark. Cause she called me a dog. Oh, nah, she didn't. She did. It's time to show them canine habits. So a bitch, I gotta have it. Trying to fuck more than rabbits. Get it when I catch it. Stripping naked. Like a chicken tender, my rap's a winner, snatching first place, grab a big prize. Gotta take it up a size, indulge in the bigger things in life. Thighs and breasts, this guy's a mess. Getting silly with the sentences, simply swifter, call me Mr. S. I get on top and do my business. I'm just doing my thing, exercising the brain. With the rhymes on Broadway, just west of Maine. We in a port, so we can't complain. We in a port, so we can't complain. I'm just doing my thing, I'm just doing my thing. Exercising the brain, put the rhymes on Broadway, just west of Maine. We in a port, so we can't complain. We in a port, so we can't complain. I'm just doing my thing.
Title of this one is Hey Asshole. I like that. Hey Asshole. It's Monday. Get a job. 3:28 in the afternoon. This is Negro Sco. Where else are you going to hear that but killradio.org?
It's more like hell no. You couldn't tell Sco because he's an asshole. No longer held close. It's more like hell no. You couldn't tell Sco because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
The Pied Piper. Red-eyed rhymer, climbing all over the groove with a sick-ass flute, styling harder than all of your crew. It's Negro Sco, who the hell are you? My presence is known and felt like a past spirit. All the garbage, stay clear from it. My foundation's rooted in real hip-hop. The coolery drops from sight. No muscle, but still try to fight. You need to take flight and flee. Break down your weak MCs over rhythm of the sample beats. It's pure fact. You deal with it like roaches and rats and ghetto slums. You're like, look what the Negroes become. Improvement. You're steady losing with a salty face. This is how awesome tastes. With more butter than Land or Lakes. You dudes is too fake. No longer held close. It's more like hell no. You couldn't tell Sco because he's an asshole. No longer held close. It's more like hell no. You couldn't tell Sco because he's an asshole. No longer held close. It's more like hell no. You couldn't tell Sco because he's an asshole. Ready for the breakdown, before the verbal beat down, since the days of the IE, residing currently in KC, this is where the verse meets the same place where the earth flees, killer city Steve, but I only murder beats,
civilized times, but watch when aggression flies. Might just sever emotional ties. No seatbelt for the rocky ride. Not smooth, not cool, so I guess it's fuck you, goodbye. Chuck the deuce and I'm ghost. Past tense to fade in your face and all memory bank. Burn the bridge, then burn a bowl. Elevate my flow and take the high road. I take the high road. After sin, we're the monster. 2012 and beyond. Man, chop on the mix. No longer held close, it's more like hell no. You couldn't tell, go, cause he's an asshole. No longer held close, it's more like hell no. You couldn't tell, go, cause he's an asshole. No longer held close, it's more like hell no. You couldn't tell, go, cause he's an asshole. Yes, I am.
Maybe.
Yeah, man.
It's like the verse expert in the crisp dress shirt. You know what I'm saying? I might just lose my mind on this joint, yo. Tucker Slough laced me something vicious. Huh? What planet are you from? New wave, disco, garbage rap, hit hard, drop O's in plastic bags. Medicinal with no prescriptive right. Dialect, out of spite, the slap, come tight, go back and try once more. Your fix for flats, lost and laughs, can't halt the laughs who coming. Gut busting while your bitch is double dutching, onion crunching. Say something, dog, I flip style, screaming loud when you should settle down. Cause class is in session, leave that lasting impression. No mask, not wrestling ideas to earn a spot. They could care less, as long as the beat is hot. Vocals drop in booth, but compose the board coach. I travel to get dope, rhyme, pick these flows to record at a later date. Love it when they play or hate. Send a shot out to Shark Bay Nate. This is Double H J since 94. Mixtape makers with ciphers outdoors. Not hardcore, but these days cats come weak like soft corn. I'm off your rocker, cause mine's on loan. I wrote this stoned and found it at home. That the beat built, I keep killing it, so it's kinda serial. I mean, serious individual, seeing the miracle unfold in front of my eyes. Let's keep on rapping, guys, and never give up. Unless you still suck, you're still fucked, even with good luck and a four-leaf clover. I'm all for adult sleepovers, mean on the grill, so where my meat smokers. Get it tender like young love, kinda dumb till I'm done. Overdose on the fun, I find in following beats. Abstract the street, so please leave detailed message with attachment. Cause I love rapping and the movie too. Come on, dude, it's Beat Street and Crush Crew that kept it ultra cool. Yeah, man, you know, kinda like a verse expert in a crisp dress shirt, you know what I'm saying? Verse expert. I don't quite follow him. I don't support you goons, just true heads that vibe on the realness. Come on, try and fill this left-field shit with a modern twist and the core. With more arts and crafts than Michael Stores. The title's yours, but I'm taking it right now. T Slough on production, wild with the audio abduction. This Negro's up to something, this shit to be seen. I'd like to filth, but try to keep it clean. Like a new pair of white sneaks, I make the audience bounce like your wife's butt cheeks. Excuse me, I'm so raw and uncalled for. I always exit out the backstage doors. There's no room for you to meddle in my mind. Let's just settle on the side and wait your turn. While I work these words and spit this verse, feelings get hurt. But you're not worth a grain of dirt. Sincerely, the first expert in a crisp dress shirt. You know what I'm saying, man? Really? Really? Still don't follow that strange shit. Absurd shit. The vocal specimen.
Wow, that was fun. That was a fun block of great swaggy rap.
We can so do that on underground web radio. Let's play long, long blocks of people and really show how good they are.
And the production value, as you said, but also his rapping, dude, that's quality A-grade hip-hop independent MCing. And I have had the distinct honor of knowing this cat as a friend through the Kansas City music scene and friend scene for over 10 years.
Wow.
So I've seen the genesis of Negro Sco from young Roscoe from Kansas City into what you hear on here.
To be formidable, yeah.
And he's put out a similar amount of work to many of the other artists that were coming from that area, like Mac Lethal, who's obviously much more popular independently than Negro Sco. But we got Approach from Dat Toro Records that was up there at that time. Sounds Good, which was Miles Bonney and Joe Good. These were all names that were very well known in that area. And I would say Negro Sco was kind of the outside fringe guy on the scene, but everybody knew who Dude was because Dude would show up and wreck an open mic freestyle session. Dude would show up as an artist booked for your show and kill 40 minutes of just incredibly thoughtful music like what you heard.
Wow.
And also the production value. He makes a lot of those beats and collaborates with other artists. He knows a million people who make beats. So I guess what I'm getting at is this dude's never done it for money. Not saying he's never been paid, but it's never been about the money.
It's because he's an artist, because he's really good at it, and what he does is so worthwhile that you can't hinge it on the money.
Well, and not only that, but also that he had a political agenda from the get-go that went way beyond just trying to sell records to be a rap superstar or whatever. You know, it was about giving it away freely and finding opportunities to perform in really cool social awareness kind of venues and be a progressive thinker, you know?
It's the community.
Yeah. So anyways, it's one of these guys where he seems to have fulfilled what I consider to be the true ideal of that type of movement 10 years ago, that a lot of these people that talk the talk with me are still walking the walk and have the output now on SoundCloud or wherever for us to hear it. So I think that's really interesting and cool, you know, that he's never going to stop. Sco in the next 10 years will have, you know, however many more albums and songs and collaborations out. He's just going to keep cranking them out with no end in sight. The whole point is make music, do it freely, do it as much as you can. Get your name, you know, on stuff. Get your rhymes, you know, working with other people, you know, doing really boundary pushing things.
Produce quality.
And try new stuff. Don't try and do what's already been done. Don't try and write the pop song that's already been successful. Write something new that's creative and different that has the potential to inspire people in a new way.
Yeah. It does that for me. I understand completely what you're saying. Yeah.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. You can find that SoundCloud under Negro Sco, Phoenix, United States.
Check that dude out, man. He's
Inno, man, you out there? I'm sending out the Inno bat signal. Dog, you out there anywhere?
Hey, wait. Hey, wait. Here. Let me see if I can... here, turn me up.
Let's see.
Let's see if this thing's going to work here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Inno, if you hear me, give us a shout here in the studio. We were going to talk a little bit about the Kings of the Mic tour that Inno was kicking it at in St. Louis on my birthday, dude. He was there on June 1st, and because his wife has a super cool family hookup with the Savas Center, where the Blues play, they were able to get great seats and